Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want you to sit back and imagine there is a zipper at the very top of your forehead that goes all the way down through your torso and your legs to your toes. And I would like you to unzip that zipper. That allows you to step out of the skin you're in and let all the stress and the tension that you've been walking around with all week just melt off of you to the floor, because we are going to have a relaxing and imaginative hour this hour. And then we're going off to speak with people at a hotel that will continue to pamper you now that you're all relaxed. You're going to enjoy this. And we're doing it all live from Malta, strategically placed in the middle of the Mediterranean, just off the coast of Sicily. And a very interesting place, too, because there's a lot of spiritual history here. People often come to Malta and then go to Sicily to follow the trail of St. Paul. But whether or not that's a special interest for you, you will find that Malta is this microcosm of everything and anything you're interested in. Name your interest. You're going to find it here. I'd say everything, maybe except snow skiing. But maybe water skiing you could do. So we're going to be talking this hour with the artistic director of a new emerging cultural activity for people who are living in Malta and visiting Malta. And it's a fascinating concept, because I want all of you to think about how you could apply the same concept that they are instituting in Malta through Teatro Malta in your community. It's a brilliant concept. Remember that in a couple of days, this program will be podcast at travelers411.com for a year. You can download it and take us with you. And it will be archived with show notes and links to all the relevant websites for your added instructional and motivational experience, getting yourself revved up to head in the direction of Malta at sabrams, that's sabrams.com. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am delighted to be sitting in a glorious suite that has, well, you could probably land a jumbo jet in the living room and a helicopter on the terrace on a sunny, gorgeous early March day. This is fabulous. And if I get any more relaxed, I may fall asleep in the middle of this interview, which would be really bad. But I suspect that I will be so revved up by what I'm hearing that that will get my adrenaline juices at high speed while I'm sitting so relaxed in this very comfortable living room of our suite at the Carinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. I have with me Sean Buhajar, and Sean is the artistic director of Teatro Malta. And I hope my good friend Tony Simotas, who listens to us in Orlando, is listening. Somebody send him an email and tell him to stop what he's doing and go on radio. And I want to introduce Sean to Tony because Sean is a young emerging version of the veteran artistic director who for over 20 years was the artistic director and president of Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. Sean, you and Tony really have to know each other. And from the first minute, it will be like, you know, you're talking to yourself. And I know he will feel the same way. So this is exciting. Talk to us about what is Teatro Malta.
Teatro Malta is it's a newly founded national theater company. It's the first national theater company on the island. We're a very young island. We've been independent since 1964, and this is the first time we have our national theater company. But we decided to have one without walls. So even though we have a beautiful theater building, it's one of the oldest working theaters in the world. It's called the Manuel Theater. It's in Valletta.
Which is the capital city.
It's the capital city. It's one of the most beautiful capital cities, obviously. I'm biased, but I can say it.
It's gorgeous.
The whole city is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so that's saying something. And it's full of these beautiful buildings. It was built by the Knights as a prototype for the modern city. So
In the 1500s?
It was built right after the Great Siege. So yeah, in the 1500s after.
Wow, they were visionary, weren't they?
Yes.
I think they all came in on spaceships, you know, with great advanced knowledge, and particularly when you look at the architecture.
Yes.
And you recognize you're talking about 450 years ago, or more or less, where there's no electricity, there are no power tools, there's no, you know, get into a piece of equipment and hydraulically be lifted up 10 stories high or go up. I mean, it's the what they had to do by hand,
yeah,
interpreting a design into the finished product that stands today.
Exactly.
As a monument to amazing architecture.
That's already fascinating, but even more fascinating than that is that we have some of the oldest freestanding structures in the world in Gozo and Gigantea. We have the Hypogeum, which is a beautiful temple, and these are much older than Valletta, and they're really fascinating. You said it right. You said Malta. There's an interest here for everyone. And it's true, even in terms of what you're interested in. You could be interested in the Knights. You could be interested in spaceship, as you said, because there are conspiracy theories that the Hypogeum was built by by aliens. So we have all sorts of interests going on. And that's the fascinating thing with Teatro Malta, because these are the spaces we want to use. As I'm saying, even though we have a beautiful building, we're not associated with one building, but Malta is our stage. Malta and Gozo are our stage. We want to produce on beaches, in clubs, in temples, on roofs, on rooftops. So the idea is to have different theater in different places. So even for people visiting us here, there'll be contemporary opera, just as there'll be comedy and drama in different spaces all around the island. And that's the plan. And we're right now listening to the artists here. There's a very young vibe going on. We'll produce this together with our best artists.
I think this is just a brilliant concept.
Thank you.
Really, I mean, you know, it dazzles the imagination when you think of what you can do with a bus that you put your actors and your scenery and your props and your costumes and, you know, your crew, and you get on the bus and you stop wherever it is that you're planned to stop, and bingo, theater.
Exactly.
It's brilliant. People listening across America, give some thought as to the value of doing that in your communities, and particularly when we get into more rural areas. We're going to a big city is, you will forgive the pun, already a production. And so to be able to bring to all age levels, from children to seniors, theater that comes to you, there's a business plan in there somewhere. Go work it out. I mean, I think it's brilliant. And for all my friends and compatriots and neighbors in Berkshire County, we have more talent and creativity than we know what to do with. And wouldn't it be interesting to create this model in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast and where my barefoot beachcomber on-air travel companion and senior producer David Isby is anchoring right now. I wish you were here with us, David. You would just love this place. But imagine this bus coming into your area and bringing you theater. And we've got money for it through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. How about that? We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pops season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the delightful pleasure of being in the living room of a gorgeous suite that we are installed in at the Carinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. And I have with me Sean Bahajar, who is the artistic director of the new Teatro Malta National Theater Company. And you're just starting up now, so within the next couple of weeks you should be ready to rock and roll, literally.
Exactly. We're just tuning up.
Well, you know, there is a biblical phrase: all beginnings are hard.
Yep.
So you know you'll get past this. You'll have other struggles.
Yes.
You just won't have this one at the moment.
It's also fun because when it's something new, you have carte blanche to create whatever you think
right. That
works at the moment. So that's a huge opportunity. It's also a huge responsibility because you're kind of setting the roadmap for the future. So,
have you picked out plays that you want to be able to produce and take to the archipelago? Are you just going to do it on this landmass, or will you go? You'll go to Gozo and.
No, Gozo definitely. It's part of who we are and how we work. But we also want to work internationally. So after producing productions here, productions that work, the good thing with Malta is that we're the smallest island nation. We're the smallest nation of the European Union. But
the most densely populated.
Yes, the most densely populated, so we have a lot of talent going. And we're also bilingual, which is great. So when a production works here and it's a verbal production in English, it can easily tour around. And that's part of our plan. We want to promote Teatro Malta. We want to promote good theater we do here. Also internationally, but the first thing we want to do is we want to really become national here. So by doing, because you asked me, do you have plays in mind? I do, but I don't want to just impose plays on the program. I want to listen to artists, work with artists. I keep saying that Teatro Malta has to be artist led. If you will, some projects will be community-led. So it's not just about this guy coming in and saying, listen, we're going to produce this and that. It's about sitting down, collaborating, creating workshops, creating a platform to create together, and then coming up with great productions.
Well, you know, I've got to get you to Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts.
I would love that.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, if you have budget stories, because I know there are a lot of pockets that have to be filled and places that that money has to go. So, you know, to keep your budget small, you can fly from Malta with Ryanair, who almost pays you to get on the plane. And you fly into Dublin. And if you've got a little time, spend a night or two, have some fun in Dublin. Go to the Abbey Theatre and the Peacock.
Yeah, I've been.
I can introduce you to people all over the place and make it easy for you to, you know, if you need those introductions, I'll be very happy. But then you fly. Aer Lingus is now flying from Dublin to Hartford, Connecticut, Bradley International Airport. That's an hour and 15 minutes from Berkshire County, where we're based. Or you can fly into Boston, which is 2 hours. Or you can fly into New York City or to JFK. Don't fly to JFK. Forgive me, all you people at JFK, but of all the airports in the area, you are the most difficult. And for 1,001 reasons, you'll have the most competitive fares there generally because there is such competition. Newark Airport's easier to work with. And then certainly Bradley, just a hop and a jump up the road. Wherever you land, we will come and fetch you.
Okay.
and take you to meet people in Berkshire County, because there's a fellow named Matt Penn. Mm-hmm. Matt's father, Arthur Penn, was an Academy Award-winning director. He directed Bonnie and Clyde. Oh. He directed The Miracle Worker, won Academy Awards. Matt grew up in this family. If you watch, and I see you have it here, Law and Order, something like 108 or something of however many episodes they made, Matt either was the executive producer or the director. So you'll see his name everywhere. Nicest guy you ever want to meet. Most understated, not full of himself, just wonderful person. I love him. And he is, I don't know what his title is, but if you went to my website at sabrams.com, put in Matt with two T's and it Penn with two N's, you'll get links to when I've had him on the air with me. So you can kind of get to know him by listening to the archived audio. He heads up something called the Berkshire Playwrights Laboratory. And they encourage aspiring playwrights to write. And they bring in interesting people who are, you know, super professionals. And they do all kinds of wonderful stuff. And in addition to that, the Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, which is pretty much the heart of Berkshire County, and the Berkshire Theater Festival, and Shakespeare and Company, they commission works. And happily, there are people with deep pockets who have a passion for theater, understand the value of theater beyond the couple of hours you sit and you smile or you cry or you think about something. You know, they really have the theater woven into their being, who fund such things so that they can happen. And can you imagine? I'd love to get you networked with these people, because there is such a natural opportunity for collaboration, and I am a great believer in 1 + 1 = 3. So step number one is learn more about what's going on in Berkshire County. Step number two, get your bones over to the U.S. And I will have you as my guest at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield to make it easy on your budget.
Great, great. You mentioned the Yates before, and as the Yates said...
Yeah, because, you know, the glasses.
As the Yates said, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't yet met. So,
Very Irish, Sean.
Like my name.
Like your name.
But
not necessarily your lineage, but certainly your
exactly.
name.
Exactly. But that's the beauty, again, with this island, because we're a hodgepodge of cultures and styles and people.
Well, we're going to watch for the emergence of notebianca.org.mt for Malta. A special event coming up in Malta, and the newest website, teatromalta.org.mt. Now, we're going to create the information at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, and the minute this website, teatromalta.org.mt, goes live, my listeners will be able to jump all over it. I want to thank you so much for coming
to
be with us today. We have to know each other much better. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from the Corinthia Palace Hotel in Malta. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're hanging in with us, people. If you've missed any part of today's show, remember you can go to sabrams.com, where you'll find the show notes for today, the names of the people we visited with, and what they represent. And when you click on that, it will take you to everything, the websites that are relevant for whatever it is that they do in travel and tourism that would be of interest to you, and a little business on what they are all about, links to photos, and you can hear the archived audio at sabrams.com. You can also hear the archived audio cross-referenced in a good half dozen or more places in our family of award-winning websites, and that would include, if you go over to travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of websites, you'll find photos of all the things our guests represent in our member photos, and you'll find the place to click on the navigation bar at travelers411.com. You'll notice forums. Click on forums. Scroll down to Europe. Scroll down to Malta. And click there, and you will find anybody we've ever spoken with about Malta, and that will take you to links to the archived audio and the show notes and links to their websites and photos and everything. And there are about a half dozen other places where you can find your way to that information. But at travelers411.com, on the navigation bar, you'll also find podcasts. And when you click on the podcasts, we podcast for your downloading pleasure so you can take us with you to keep you company wherever you're going and whatever you're doing. And the podcasts go up about 3 or 4 days after the weekend of the broadcast. And they stay for 1 year. Because our logic is that if you don't download it within a year, you're probably never going to download it. So why are we supporting all this bandwidth? So you've got a year to download it. But simultaneously, it's archived. And the difference is you can't download the archive, but you can hear it forever. And in fact, I was looking for the interview I did. Turned out to be October 13, 2002. 3 months and 1 week after we went on the air for the first time, I did an interview with the person who was then the ambassador to the U.S. from Malta. And I couldn't remember his last name because, after all, it was 15 years ago. And I remembered his first name. I'll never forget him. He was wonderful. And it's a great interview. And it is as relevant today as it was 15 years ago. His name was George. So I put into the search box, and sabrams.com, travelers411.com, it's all linked up together with our search engine. I put into the search box, George Malta. And darned if it didn't come up. And there's the link, and you can click on it. And I listened to the interview, and you know what? I was very entertained. So I think you will be too. And it was a very informative interview with George Saliba, who was then the ambassador to the United States from Malta. I'm whisking you off to one of the islands that makes up the country of Malta, a country with a very rich and diverse history that just about every country in Europe and every country that borders the Mediterranean has at some time had an influence on Malta. And the remains of that provide the visitor with the most amazing architecture, the most amazing historical sites, food that is influenced from Africa through Europe, and a group of people who are fiercely proud of being Maltese and of their history, and so well educated on what they are all about. And the people in travel and tourism that I have met are doing an amazing job. And we are now on the island of Gozo, and we are visiting an incredible resort. So incredible that some very fancy people whose names you know have stayed here. And they obviously had very good advice and very good taste for picking the place we are at now. And I'm going to share all that with you right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com. I have the pleasure of being comfortably ensconced in the living room of our suite at an incredible place called Tchench Hotel and Spa. It is on the island of Gozo, and you come across from Valletta and any of the other big cities or villages that you might be visiting on the bigger island of Malta. You come across by boat, and it is a lovely crossing. It's such a civilized way to arrive in another place is to arrive on a boat. This place is incredible, and I have with me Monica Borge, whose family owns and operates the Tchench Hotel and Spa. I am so glad that somebody had the foresight to tell us this is where we needed to be staying. This place is amazing.
Thank you.
Let's start with, who runs this operation today?
Well, at the moment, it's my father, myself, and we also have another partner, and we do it together, obviously, with our staff. Most of our staff are local. Together, we run the place.
Describe for our listeners the architecture of Tchench.
Well, Tchench is a different type of hotel.
It's
all built, we have 83 rooms, and they're all built on one floor. Each room has its own terrace, and it's all surrounded by land. There's no buildings as far as the eye can see. You look out onto the sea, the cliffs. The area around Tchench is perfect for walks. There's lots of remains on the areas as well, dolmens, cart ruts. There's flora and fauna that are not found anywhere else on the islands.
Well, I have to tell you, when we approached, I had no information. I couldn't even say the name of the hotel. It takes me time to learn to these things. And we arrived, and I thought when we stepped out from the vehicle at the entrance, I thought I had stepped out somewhere in the American Southwest, maybe somewhere in Arizona, or maybe somewhere on the Riviera Maya in Mexico, because there is this hacienda-style architecture, lots of dark wood used with lots of stone, light-colored stone. And even in this suite, while I am told this is reflective of Maltese or Italian or I don't know who architecture, to me, it looks like a palapa made of stone. And a palapa You know what a palapa is?
Not really.
Okay, well, imagine this with wood beams like an American, Native American teepee tent. So imagine this with big, like, poles coming from different angles, meeting at the top, and covered in straw.
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay, only this is done in stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dazzling. And then you look out the window, you walk from the pathways to go past the villas, places to stay. And the cactus, huge, huge cactus everywhere and in bloom. I mean, you know, it's not often I get to interface with a cactus that's actually flowering. I have a Christmas cactus in my living room and I wait for November, December for it to bloom every year. But here, I mean, there are cactus in bloom everywhere you look. And it's just, it's very American Southwest.
Well, the stone used in all the rooms is limestone. And in Gozo, it's typical to not paint the limestone and keep the character of it. And also, all our rooms are surrounded by garden, which gives it a very homely feel, a very...
Okay, now, at breakfast this morning, mm-hmm. I was with Narsi Kalamata. And he used the word homely also. But I was intent on what he was saying, so I didn't take the opportunity to share what I'm going to share with you. In Europe, people who speak English in Europe use the word homely to describe a cozy, home-like atmosphere. In America, we say homey, and H-O-M-E-Y.
Okay.
The word homely is generally used as a very negative way of describing an unattractive woman.
Okay.
Just so you
That's
know.
Not what I meant.
No, I know. It's funny because we were having a conversation earlier about how we only think we speak the same language. You know, we use words differently sometimes, and sometimes you step in something because you didn't mean to because you used the word incorrectly. We'll be right back live from Tchetch Hotel and Spa in Gozo.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. On-air guests, when here in the Berkshires, stay at the beautiful Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to BerkshireCrowne.com. That's BerkshireCrowne, C-R-O-W-N-E.com. Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking with Narsi Kalamata, and he is such a knowledgeable person on so many subjects, but particularly on the subject of Malta, his homeland. And I'm wondering, Narsi, if we could list some of the places that are must-visit places for visitors to Malta.
Very difficult question to answer in a short time, but definitely when you come to Malta, there are two things you must see. Then you can die. And that you
I
must...
hope not.
You must see the Caravaggio paintings. There are only 65 known Caravaggio paintings in the world. Two of them are in Malta, in the Cathedral of St. John, and the two of them were not acquired by Malta. They were painted by him, Michelangelo Merisi da Caravaggio, in 1608. They were painted by him to hang here where they are hanging today. So we can call Valletta the Caravaggio city. And the second thing that you must see is a secret treasure few know about. We have the oldest freestanding buildings in the world. Not the oldest buildings, the oldest freestanding, unsupported, uncovered. And these are the Neolithic temples. Neo is new, lithos is stone in Greek, Neolithic, that is the new Stone Age. Not Wilbur and the Flintstones on television. This is younger. People did not live in caves. They lived in sophisticated, monumental buildings. In fact, we call them megalithic. Mega is big, lithos is stone. Big stone buildings. The megalithic period of Malta is unique. You won't find anything like them in the south of Europe or in the north of Africa. We are right in the middle there. There was a society 5,000 years ago, 5,300 years ago, we can be specific, because we did do some
carbon dating,
which puts them exactly at 5,300 years ago.
Wow.
What did they do? We're not so sure, but we are lucky. We are so blessed. Not only do we have 45 different prehistoric places, but 11 of them are complete buildings.
Now, where are these located? And what do you call them?
We call them temples. It's not really prehistoric temples. It's not really a good name. We're not sure they are temples. Prehistoric, that is, before history. How can something be before history? This was before the time people were writing their stories, hieroglyphics.
So where do you find these temples?
Where do you find them? In Gozo, there is in Shara.
And Gozo is one of the islands that makes up Malta.
The smaller island. There are the oldest in the world.
So if somebody were looking, you know, to find more information online, or they were looking on a map, or they arrived in Malta and they said, I want to see these temples, is there a specific designation for the...
Megalithic, Neolithic...
That's it.
And Malta.
That'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Neolithic temples, Malta. Neo, N-E-O, Lithic, L-I-T-H-I-C, Malta, Neolithic Malta.
So when you go and you visit, what do you see when you get there?
Ah, that's a good question. Because you actually walk into a building that is very specific. Two chambers, two oval, egg-shaped chambers.
Well, we're going to hold it there because we have come to the end of this hour. However, and we are arriving at a wonderful hotel resort that you need to know more about, one that some very famous people have stayed at that you'll know their names at once. And we're going to visit with the hotelier there and then come back to our conversation about this truly mystical place to visit in Gozo, not far from the hotel we're going to visit now. So stay with me, everybody, over the top of the hour news, and then come back. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.